In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Hello. Good to be with you today. I want to continue with what I did yesterday. The heart of an evangelist. I will tell you, how happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news. How happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news. When we see that in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, the good news is you're leaving Babylon. You're going back to Palestine. You're going back to Israel. That was the good news then. Oh, we're leaving this place after 70 years. And now we're going back home. And therefore, the Isaiah proclaims, how happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news. I will always tell you this, that good news is always best in the midst of bad news. We got lots of bad news right now. Economy, an emperor president. We're hearing about his $3.55 trillion budget. My Lord, we get a lot of bad news. And only God knows how much is going for the bureaucracy, because government produces government. People are losing their 401ks. More and more people are coming to me for food. More and more people coming to me, you know, rents. And sometimes I think I'm a bank because I can't do it all. And it's the way it is. There's a lot of bad news. And there's only one good news in the midst of bad news, is that Jesus saves. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the King. Jesus died for our sins. There's nothing, there's no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. Hold on to the reins of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the altar. It's time to have faith. Nothing but faith pleases God. So I want to tell you, we've got lots of bad news today, but I'm also going to tell you this, my friends. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, the Lord Jesus gave his vision for the church in the last chapter of Matthew. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. Go preach the gospel. Go preach the gospel in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit you baptize. And you see, we have baptized very well. We're into baptism, but we're not into making disciples, because you know why? Because discipleship costs. And baptism is not a dunk, but it is entering into the death of Jesus. That's what it says in Romans 6. It tells us in the letter to Peter that we were saved through baptism. That's what it says. I'm not telling you something that it doesn't say. I'm also telling you that baptism is not a dunk. It is an entering into the death of Jesus and into the resurrection of Jesus. That's what baptism is all about. And that the baptized life is living for Christ in the church. Let me also tell you this. When you take Jesus seriously, he says, go ye therefore into the whole nation, the whole world. That's what he meant. That the gospel is too good for Boston to stay in Boston. You need to have, you know, like we have a world economy now. Jesus was into the worldwide spread of the gospel, 2,000 years ahead of his time. Jesus was into the worldwide spread of the gospel. And when the church stopped being missionary, having a missionary heart, it started to die. When we stopped being missionary, we started to die. Because you see, if you cannot share Jesus Christ with people, what do you have to give as a church? Let me tell you about the Marinals now. They used to go and save people, preach the gospel. Do you want to know the Marinals in the United States, what their aim is now? To save the earth. Isn't that lovely? To save the earth. Mother Earth. Well, let me tell you this, honey. I don't have a mother that's the earth. I have two mothers, my mother who gave me birth and my mother in heaven, Mary, the mother of Jesus. I have two mothers. And I don't have a mother earth. But I did take seriously the gospel proclamation of go ye therefore into the whole world. When I was a deacon, I realized that many people were leaving the church. And I was going to be ordained in September. And I remember when I was a deacon, I would have my homilies taped. And this beautiful woman would transcribe them. You know? And you know, it was very interesting because I thought that I could use these tapes for radio. I knew nothing about radio, okay? But I knew someday that God would put me on radio. I knew someday God would put me on radio. I didn't know how, I didn't know where, and I didn't know when, but I knew that that would happen. It had nothing to do with television. It was always a radio vision. And, well, that was 79 that I was ordained. 80, 81, we started going from parish to parish, from diocese to diocese, preaching the gospel, and I was selling my cassettes for $2.25. The Lord says, if you're going to sell them high, don't keep them yourself because the poor won't be able to sit by them. And you know, we gave so many away. We still do. We're not into the money of making of it all. We're into the giving. We're into the giving. When people write to me, they say, we would like some of these CDs. I have no money. They get the CDs. You know what? It's the way it is because you see, we're not counting our pennies. I believe that when we give, we receive. So anyway, we started going from place to place every Wednesday, every Thursday, because Wednesday I was at the cenacle with the prayer group, every Wednesday, Thursday, and I'd be preaching here, there, and everywhere. And we amassed $10,000, okay? Because we didn't use it on anything but to buy tapes. And I got no money, and I amassed $10,000. So I decided that we're going to use it for radio. Our first radio station was WEZE in Boston. And we started on, I believe, the 20th of January, 1984. So that makes 25 years now. And I never thought that we would be on any longer than a year. But monies kept coming in. Now, as monies kept coming in, I started to ask the Lord, where do you want me next? It's the gospel goes from, you know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Like, where do you want me next? You see, I don't know these things. I am not a businessman. There are a lot of people that are businessmen. Listen, if I had to run a business, you want to know what? We'd go bankrupt. See, I'm not a businessman. But I started to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, where do you want us next? That year, we were vacationing in Nantucket. And I was renting this place for $350 a week. My Lord, we enjoyed it so much in Nantucket. But those days are gone. But let me tell you, one day there were people that were preaching in Nantucket at the center, and they were preaching the gospel. We had gone to the center to buy an ice cream. And oh boy, they were preaching. They were evangelicals, and they were preaching the gospel. And I was just sitting on the bench with my Mickey Mouse shirt on, and I was enjoying these kids, okay? I love to hear people preach. Oh, they were not Catholic, but you know, they were talking about Jesus and that we need a relationship with Jesus and that he died for our sins, and I'm just enjoying it, you know, and I have my Mickey Mouse shirt on, you know? All of a sudden, this very dignified man says, I'm a Catholic, and we believe that it makes no difference if it's Buddha or Jesus. So I looked at the man with my Mickey Mouse shirt, and I raised my voice, and I said, Sir, I'm a Catholic priest, and the church teaches that it's only through the blood of Jesus that we're saved. That if Buddha is in heaven, it's because of the blood. Well, with that, I'm starting to gain an audience. And I don't want an audience. I don't want to take it away from these kids. So I just shut my mouth. With that, these people from St. Louis came up to me, the Fehrenbachs. And they said, oh, we would love to have Mass with you. And so I said, come to my house. And they came to my house. And I only had a hot plate and a charcoal stove. And that's all we had. And I made a 7-course meal that night. It was so wonderful. But let me tell you this. In our conversation, I said, I want to go on another radio station. And the woman, Mrs. Fehrenbach Barbara, said to me, Father Tom, my friend is a general manager of WCBW in St. Louis. So that's how we got to St. Louis. God brought us there. And I told you the time when that lady left and this young whippersnapper wanted me off because I wasn't a big name, and I told him that he was planting stones and stones don't grow. And I had received calls that week for a call of a suicidal man at 3 o'clock in the morning. He knew he could call me. And I told that man, I said, sir, you don't care about the little people. I do. Because I was called to preach the gospel to the poor. I said, St. Louis doesn't care for its own. I said, we don't get enough money from St. Louis. I only am St. Louis because God sent me there. But let me also tell you this. I'm going to shake the dust off my feet as a reproach against you. Because you know what? You don't care about the poor. You want to make a name for yourself. And that's planting stones, and stones don't grow. He apologized, and I accepted his apology. But I said, listen, you still are hurting a countless number of people that listen to me. Not because I look for money, but because I preach the gospel and I share my heart. I remember hanging up the phone that day, putting my head on the receiver. I was in a dark room at St. Adelaide's in West Peabody, and I said to the Lord, if I pleased you in St. Louis, send me $10,000. Now, I've never asked that before or since. That Holy Saturday, I received $10,000 from St. Louis. I didn't make an announcement on the radio. I didn't. Only God heard me, and I got $10,000. That meant when they threw me off of WCBW, I went on another station, KXEN. I'm still on that station for a half an hour rather than 15 minutes. Oh, my Lord. Then we went to Albuquerque. Now, Albuquerque doesn't give me any money almost. But we've been in Albuquerque for years, preaching the gospel to the people in Albuquerque. Isn't that amazing? How God opened Albuquerque, I will never know. But we're in Albuquerque. Oh, and then, you know, we went to Rhode Island and went off Rhode Island because they sold the station. And then we went to the western part of the state. That's the 413 area, that's Springfield. And I hear from quite a few people in Springfield. I have friends there. And then we went to places like Washington, D.C., WFAX, Phoenix, Arizona, New Jersey. Oh, I don't even know where else we are. We were on in Vermont and Maine, but they sold the station. We're on in Florida. And most of these stations do not pay for themselves. We get the money from Boston. Because, you see, Jesus said, go, therefore, to the whole world and preach the gospel. Now we're on the internet. FatherToms.com. FatherToms.com. And also inseason.net. We're on the internet there, too. And we're preaching the gospel because, you see, you preach what burns within you. I preach what burns within me. You know, I have no one else but Jesus. I don't really have anyone else but Jesus. I've got a lot of people, but I only have Jesus. He's my only stability. My only stability is Jesus. I don't have anybody else. It doesn't mean that I don't care for other people. They don't care for me. But you want to know what? He's the only one that doesn't leave or die because he's been raised. And we've been doing this for 25 years by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. The name of the program is In Season and Out of Season. And you know what? Many times I have done these broadcasts out of season because I have been so very depressed. But you know what? That never stopped God from using me. The river of God flowed while I was on the radio. People were able to hear the word of life. in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Because St. Paul said there would be a time when people would come with itching ears, suiting teachers of philosophy for themselves. The Lord has graced me. The Lord has graced me. Graced me. How do we get the name in season and out of season? I'll tell you, this is another interesting story. When we started to get on WEZE, I needed to buy professional equipment, Marantz tape recorder. At that time, they were cassettes. I didn't know that. And my friend Andy, who's now in Arizona, had heard me preach the night before, and he was selling, he had an electronic store. So I went to buy my electronic store from my friend. He only had that electronic store for several months. It went under. So when I went to buy it, he looked at me and he says, Father Tom, what are you going to name your program? I said, I have no idea, but I knew it had something to do with Andrew, because Andrew brought people to Jesus, you see. Andrew was Peter's brother, and he brought Simon to Jesus. Andrew brought a little boy with fish and loaves to Jesus. And there was a great happening that took place on the sea, near the Sea of Tiberias. And Andrew brought the Greeks to Jesus in the 12th chapter of John. So I knew I wanted it to be something to do with Andrew. So my friend said, why don't you call it In Season and Out of Season? Last night you preached at St. Joe's on that topic. And it was excellent. And I laughed. Because his name was Andrew. So that's how we started. And that's where we got the name. And you know, I guess the great thing about this is that there's no big name. I'm no big person. I'm just preaching Jesus. Telling people about the love of God. Not only that, blowing the trumpet in Zion, warning people. Yes, warning people about Obama. Now, if you would look in, I'm not going to preach on this today, in the Globe, what was it, .com? BostonGlobe.com. You see that the diocese is going to get in cahoots with a series of deaf people. At least they're thinking about it. You need to read it. Boston.com. And, you know, we'll be talking about this with people that really know what they're talking about, because I don't want to emote on it, which means that will the archdiocese allow the morning after pill? Will they allow doctors to perform abortions and give out birth control materials? You don't get in league with the devil. I'm not saying they're going to do that. But I'm going to tell you, you don't get in league with the devil, because the devil wants your life. He doesn't want your postage stamp. You know, he wants your life. And you know what? They'll give Catholic hospitals money. But let me tell you this, my friends, as I told Tamru Francis Atraga many years ago, no free lunch. If you think Obama is giving people, the poor, that a free lunch. I was talking with my friend Joanne today. You know what she tells people, because she's working with lots of women on welfare? You're nothing but slaves to the government. You left the plantation, now you're slaves to the government. That's what you are. You're slaves to the government. You're waiting for the great plantation owner, Uncle Sam, to give you money. You're slaves to the government. Never thought of it that way. Never thought of it that way. Now I know, I do know, that sometimes, you know, you've got to go on welfare. I do know. But we have families that are procreated, and their families are nothing but slaves to the government. Slaves to the government. And most of these people in Washington, D.C. are black. And most of these black women have abortions. There is a black genocide going on, a la Margaret Sanger, the great hostess of Planned Parenthood, the baby-killing machine. And we have, again, Mr. Obama appointing a governor who was in league with Killer the Tiller, or Tiller the Killer, who kills babies up to the last moment. Governor, whatever her name is, makes no difference. God knows her name, and if she doesn't repent, her name will be written in hell. If she doesn't repent. No, it's not. Pelosi is the head of the Republican. She's the chairperson, the head of that. Pelosi is third. Do you know that Pelosi, the Catholic, is third in line to become president? If Obama dies, and the vice president dies, Joe, as the president calls him, Joe, then Pelosi will be our president. Catholic woman. She's a Catholic. Isn't she wonderful? Pro-abortion, pro-infanticide, pro-birth control. My Lord. But you see, I've always said, you see, if the Lord doesn't build a house, we labor in vain who build it. That if the church doesn't do her job to evangelize and convert the people, then they will be converted by the Boston Globe. Isn't it wonderful, though, that the Boston Globe is in debt every day $1 million? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? I'll even say hallelujah during Lent. They go in debt every day $1 million. Glory! Isn't that wonderful? I think it's kind of wonderful because they're nothing but a Christ-hating, church-hating newspaper. And you know, if you have the Globe, you better cancel your subscriptions. Get it on the internet. It's free. Don't give them a cent. When the church failed to become missionary, to preach the gospel to all nations, to burn with the love of Jesus for the poor, so that people might come to know and love the Lord, get their lives changed from the inside out, when the church failed to be missionary, the world stepped in. And let me tell you, the world does a good job in their socialistic, atheistic philosophy. You know, Mr. Obama will not go to any prayer breakfast where they're praying. He will enter the breakfast after the prayer is over. Isn't that wonderful? I guess Allah told him that. You know, Allah? Allah what? I don't understand this. This is the man we've elected as the President of the United States. We need to pray for him because you know why? The whole world is going to follow this man. Could he be the precursor of the Antichrist? Could he be? I'm not saying he is. Could he be? Could he be? Could he be? The whole world is enthralled with Emperor Obama. Well, you know what? I knew he was lying to me when I heard his political speeches when he was running for president. When he said, anyone less that gets less than $100,000 a year will have no taxes. Yeah. That's right. We're going to pay for your college. Yeah, you're going to pay for what? Yeah. And again, if the church gets in league with the world in our hospitals, my God, 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 God forbid. We want nothing to do with the world. Let them keep their rotten money. We don't want the world. Today, our friends were at Planned Parenthood, being the last voice to speak to women. Next Wednesday, what day is it today, the 5th? Next Wednesday is the 12th. I will be at Planned Parenthood. I wish people could come with me just to be prayer support. The 12th of March. Come with me next Wednesday, the 12th of March, to Planned Parenthood. Please come. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Next Wednesday, I'll be there. I need to be there. I want to be there. Well, I don't know about that. I need to be there. I'll be going, leaving my rectory at about 7:30. So I get there at about 8. I stay till 10:45. We do need soldiers out there praying. That's what we need. Let me tell you our web address, fathertoms.com. That's fathertoms.com, 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 fathertoms.com. Also, I really do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills, because we haven't paid all of our bills for January yet. So we're short, and I do need to hear from people. And you know I don't beg, but I do need to hear from you, please. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, I do need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Tonight is Wednesday. It is the 5th of March. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House, and you're welcome to come to the Espousal Retreat House. We will be there this week and next week, and then there's going to be another hiatus. So come tonight to worship the Lord. Sunday, great miracle service at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop at 7:30. Sunday, great miracle service at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop at 7:30. Sunday, great miracle service at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop at 7:30. Tonight, we're at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30. The Espousal Retreat House number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. And please, click on fathertoms.com. 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 May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Archdiocese of Boston, because if we go down this hole, it's a hole where there is no return. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.